Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a snare snap arrangement in Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass, and the goal is simple. Make the snare feel alive, not looped. We're going for that jungle swing, that ghost note energy, and that kind of arrangement-aware snare movement that makes a track feel like it's breathing. Now, in DNB, the snare is way more than just the backbeat. It's the anchor, it's the punch, it's the thing that tells the listener where the pocket sits. If the snare is right, the whole groove feels more confident. If the snare is flat, even a strong bassline can feel kind of stuck. So today we're going to turn a basic snare into something that moves with intent across the arrangement. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading up drum rack. Keep it simple. Put your main snare on one pad, and then add a second pad for a snap layer, rim layer, or short transient layer. Don't overbuild it. A lot of people think heavier drums means more layers, but in drum and bass, punch often comes from control, not stacking. You want one sound to give you the body and crack, and the other to give you the bite. For the main snare, aim for that solid mid-range presence, something with body around the low mids and a sharp crack in the upper mids. Then for the snap layer, keep it short, bright, and tight. Think transient, not full snare. If the snap layer is too long, it just clouds the groove. You want it to add that little sting on top of the main hit. Now program your basic DNB backbeat. In most cases, that means snares on beat 2 and beat 4. If you're working with a more breakbeat-led jungle feel, you can support that with a few extra accents around the natural breakpoints. But keep the foundation clear first. Get that main snare hitting confidently on the backbeat before you start adding movement. Here's where the jungle swing comes in. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and try a swing preset that feels MPC style or break-inspired. Keep it subtle. You are not trying to turn this into a house shuffle. For DNB, the main snare should stay strong and direct. The swing works best on the smaller details. Ghost notes, supporting snaps, little lead-ins, and percussion around the snare. A good starting point is around 15 to 35% groove amount, with timing somewhere in the 10 to 25% range. Keep random low, maybe 0 to 8%, and use only a little velocity variation. The main hits should stay locked in. The smaller notes can lean back slightly. That push-pull is a huge part of jungle energy. It makes the groove feel alive without making it sloppy. Now let's shape the snap layer. Drop in a short transient, a click, a rim, or a bright top layer. Then use EQ8 to high-pass it and remove the body. You only want the attack. After that, add a little saturator for density, maybe just a few dB of drive, and then a bit of drum boss to sharpen the transient. If it needs to be even tighter, use simpler and shorten the sample envelope so the snap is really clipped and precise. The trick here is balance. You should miss the snap layer when you mute it, but you shouldn't clearly hear it as a separate sound. It should feel like part of the snare, not like a second snare trying to steal the spotlight. If things get harsh, pull down some top end around the upper mids or reduce the snap velocity a bit before you start cutting the main snare. That usually gives you a cleaner result. Now we get into ghost notes, and this is where the groove really starts to breathe. Add a few low velocity snares before or after the main backbeats. These can land just before beat 2, just before beat 4 on the off beats, or as little lead-ins into a fill. Keep them subtle. Think around 35 to 60 velocity, and make sure they sit well below the main hit in volume. Ghost notes should suggest movement, not distract from the groove. This is one of the most important parts of jungle-influenced drum programming. The listener hears motion around the main snare, and that creates a sense of sampled breakbeat energy, even if the pattern is mostly programmed. So don't just repeat the same ghost note placement every time. Shift it. Maybe one phrase has a pickup before beat 2, and the next phrase moves that energy closer to beat 4. That tiny change makes the loop feel like it's developing. Next, group your snare layers and process them together. Put drum bus on the snare group and start gently. A little drive, a little transient boost, maybe some crunch if you want darker grit. Keep it tasteful. You're not trying to smash the snare flat. You're trying to stabilize the hit so it punches through the bass and still feels clean. If the snare is a bit too spiky, add a light compressor or glue compressor after that. Slowish attack, medium release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. Just enough to control the top of the hit, not enough to flatten the groove. In drum and bass, transient control matters a lot. The snare has to cut through a dense low end without sounding thin or overcompressed. Now think in phrases, not loops. That's a big coach note here. Don't let the snare stay exactly the same for the whole track. The arrangement should change what the snare is doing every 4, 8, or 16 bars. That's how you make a simple pattern feel like a real production. For example, in the intro, you might use just a filtered snare teaser or a few ghost notes. Then in the first build, open it up with more snap brightness and more frequent ghost notes. In the first drop, bring in the full backbeat with swing. Then in the second 8 bars, add a fill or a pickup before the phrase turns over. And in the switch up, pull back one layer or mute the ghost notes for a bar so the return feels bigger. That contrast is huge. A dry snare after a wetter or wider section can feel way bigger than just making the snare louder. Sometimes the smartest move is subtractive. Pull things back for a moment, and the next hit lands harder by comparison. You can automate this in a few ways. Use auto filter to brighten the snap layer over the build. Use utility if you want a slight gain or width change. Use reverb send sparingly for fill moments only. And if you want to add energy across the drop, automate a little extra brightness or drum bus drive in the second half. Just don't overdo it. DNB needs space and speed. Now, let's talk about how the snare works with the bass line, because this is where live arrangements fall apart. The snare does not live alone. It has to share space with sub-movement, reese phrases, bass stabs, and call and response phrasing. If your bass line is busy, keep the snare arrangement tighter. If the bass line is sparse, the snare can carry more detail. Check for collisions. If a ghost note lands right when the bass is hitting hard, either soften the bass note, lower the ghost note velocity, or move the accent slightly. The goal is not to have everything hitting at maximum strength all the time. The goal is to make the groove feel intentional and balanced. Once the snare groove feels solid, try resampling a bar of it to audio. This is one of the best ways to turn a drum pattern into an arrangement tool. You can reverse a tiny snare tail for a pickup, slice the resample into a fill, or warp a snare hit for a transition. Even a single edited snare glitch can add a lot of character in a darker DNB track. If you want to go a step further, use slice to new MIDI track or drop the resample into simpler and chop it up. Then you can build a quick roll, a stutter, or a broken fill leading into the next section. Keep it tasteful. You don't need a huge fill every time. In fact, a small, weird, well-placed edit usually works better than a busy one. Now do a full mix check. The snare should cut, but it should not dominate the whole track. Check mono compatibility with utility. Watch your headroom. Listen for harshness around 3 to 8 kHz and boxiness around 200 to 500 hz. If the snare sounds great solo but weak in context, that usually means the issue is not the snare itself. It's the arrangement, the bass overlap, or the transient balance. And here's a quick pro tip. Check the groove at low volume. If the snare arrangement still feels exciting when you turn it down, you've got a strong rhythm. If it only works loud, the pattern probably needs more definition. So the big takeaway here is this. Build the snare from a body layer and a snap layer. Use jungle swing mostly on ghost notes and support hits, and arrange the snare across phrases so it evolves over time. Shape it with drum bus, eq, compression, and automation. Keep it working with the bass line, not against it. And when you need a transition, resample and turn the groove into a fill. If your DNB drums feel too straight, this is one of the fastest ways to make them breathe. That snare snap can be the difference between a loop that just repeats and a groove that actually drives a drop. So keep it tight, keep it moving, and let the transient tell the story.